Many southern states are suffering through a major drought. There's little rain in the forecast, and without it, climatologists say the water source for more than 3 million people could run dry in just 90 days. In North Carolina, the governor is urging citizens to save a gallon of water every day. But voluntary measures aren't always enough. As NPR's Adam Hochberg reports, some cities have gotten tough on people who use too much water.
Greensboro, North Carolina, began restricting residents' water use in August as its reservoir began getting dangerously low. And since then, city employee Jeff Denny says he's acquired quite a few nicknames around town.
I've heard all kinds of names. The enforcer, the water police, sprinkler stalker. I've heard rumor, water Nazi. But you don't bother me.
Denny works for Greensboro's water department, and for the past several weeks, part of his job has been to drive through neighborhoods looking for people violating the city's new conservation rules. He patrols the streets before dawn, when automatic sprinklers often are programmed to operate. Though the city has banned their use because of the drought, Denny has caught dozens of homes and businesses still running them.
There are a lot of people that have been cited that have admitted that, you know, they were wrong, and then there's some that just don't care, and look here.
Oh, yeah.
They're in violation.
Denny comes upon this house in an upscale neighborhood where the sprinklers are blasting out streams of water. As he does at every house where he sees sprinklers on, he snaps a photo, writes down the address, and to let the homeowner know the city is serious about enforcement, he cuts off the water supply to the irrigation system.
Watch this. Watch the sprinklers. That turns them off. They are off now.
So now what happens? They're going to get up, they're going to get out of bed, and figure out their sprinklers aren't working.
Yeah, they've been caught, you know. And when they call us or they get that fine in the mail, they'll know.
Greensboro's fines range from $100 to as much as $1,000 for repeat offenders. The city says it's levied about 100 fines so far. Water Resources Director Alan Williams says he realizes the restrictions are causing lawns to turn brown, but he says the city has little choice as its reservoir gets lower and the drought shows no signs of letting up.
This is a serious problem that we all have to take seriously, and we understand there's going to be economic and even emotional hardship in letting some of this go, but we have 250,000 people that depend on this water supply, and they don't depend on green grass.
Indeed, green grass is becoming increasingly rare in the entire Southeast, as communities from Virginia to Alabama have imposed watering bans. And leaders in some areas are going further to save water. Chester, South Carolina has outlawed charity car washes. The state of Tennessee has closed some highway rest areas. And North Carolina Governor Mike Easley yesterday urged citizens to cut back water use both outdoors and in.
For instance, when brushing your teeth, don't leave the water running during those 2 minutes it takes to brush your teeth. And guys, when you're shaving, you don't have to leave the water running. Do the old dip like we used to back on the farm.
Easley called on local governments that haven't yet imposed water restrictions to do so soon to prevent an emergency that he says could leave some cities without water by early next year. That means some communities likely will be imposing sprinkler bans like the one in Greensboro. Easley says even the grass at the state capitol will be allowed to turn brown. Adam Hochberg, NPR News.